From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, August 11th. Coming up, students across Illinois will soon head back to class, but one college in our state is phasing out 10 majors. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Capital News Illinois reports a judge has denied former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's motion to remain free as the legal appeal process plays out for both his corruption conviction and prison sentence. Madigan is due to report to a yet-to-be-named federal prison in mid-October after his February convictions on 10 corruption charges, including bribery. The former speaker's 36-year reign in Springfield made him the longest-serving legislative leader in U.S. history. Coming to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, a live property auction that includes a Ryne Sandberg rookie card. Alex Stegman reports.
That card is one of 250 items being auctioned this Saturday. Also included, silver dollars, a 10-ounce gold bar, and a Mickey Mantle baseball card. State Treasurer Mike Frericks says the items usually come from safety deposit boxes unclaimed at banks. After 10 years, he says the treasurer's office auctions the items and holds the proceeds until an heir can be found, but only for the right price.
We hold these on behalf of other people out there. If that Mickey Mantle baseball card was worth $5,000 and someone only bid $500 for it, we'd be doing the family a disservice by selling it to it at that low.
The public can get a live preview of the items this Saturday morning starting at 9. The auction starts at 11. I'm Alex Stegman.
40 Illinois local news entities operating 120 outlets are receiving $4 million in state tax credits. The money comes from a 2024 law designed to encourage the retention and hiring of journalists, according to the Metal Local News Initiative and Capital News Illinois. Champaign Multimedia Group, LLC, owners of the News Gazette and WDWS Radio, was approved for $150,000. Other local recipients include the Ford County Chronicle and the Herald and Review newspaper in Decatur. Earlier this summer, Illinois became the first state in the nation to distribute money directly to local news organizations for employing journalists. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem visited Illinois on Friday for the second time this year. Capital News Illinois reports Noem called on the state to end sanctuary laws for immigrants. She said Illinois should form a partnership with federal law enforcement to carry out U.S. immigration laws. Illinois laws prohibit working with the federal government on civil immigration enforcement, as federal agents have used controversial tactics to arrest people for deportation. Representative Barbara Hernandez filed a bill that would ban federal agents from wearing masks. Hernandez acknowledged her bill is unlikely to pass, as state laws cannot regulate the federal government. Still to come, students across Illinois will soon head back to class, but one college in our state is phasing out 10 majors. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today: partly cloudy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 88 degrees, and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 71 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 69 degrees, a southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Texas Democratic state legislators have been in Illinois to prevent the Texas State House from passing a new congressional map, which could give more seats to Republicans. We'll talk about the latest developments, along with the national battle over partisan redistricting. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Colleges and universities are facing the combined pressures of shifting student demographics, declining enrollment, and some skepticism about the value of higher education. Against that backdrop, a private liberal arts college in Western Illinois is phasing out 10 majors and enhancing other programs based on student interest and market demand. Jane Carlson has the story.
It's quiet on the Monmouth College campus in early August, except for the occasional buzzing of a lawnmower. or birdsong ringing from towering oaks on the front lawn of Wallace Hall. Soon, there will be other sounds at the home of the Fighting Scots. Bagpipes, football practice, and students moving into their residence halls. This year's incoming class will have around 40 more students than last year's, with a couple dozen of them coming to Monmouth for a brand new nursing program in collaboration with OSF Healthcare. Monmouth President Patricia Draves says the college would like to see enrollment reach the high 800s in the next 3 or 4 years, with slow, controlled growth of an additional 50 students per year.
And we're trying to be realistic too, right? Because it's easy to put a number on a spreadsheet and say, okay, we can do this, but in a declining demographic, what's realistic?
Draves is a cancer researcher who taught chemistry at Monmouth in the early 2000s, when enrollment was on an uphill climb, reaching a high of nearly 1,400 students in 2009. More recently, enrollment has been in the low 700s. Draves says in addition to fewer students going to college, their needs and interests have changed. She says millennials wanted new dorms and climbing walls and fancy food in the cafeteria. But current students grew up in the aftermath of the 2008 recession. They are pragmatic, socially conscious, and they don't want to go in debt.
The Gen Zers care about relationships. Mm-hmm. They ask about the support. They're aware they need, you know, mental health services and development. And so they're asking for more of those pieces and an environment that offers that.
Draves became Monmouth College's 15th president last year. She was tasked by the Board of Trustees this year to undertake an academic prioritization process to assess and prioritize academic programs in order to strategically allocate resources. Draves says in the early 2000s, it was about doing more with more. And when 2008 hit, it was about doing more with less.
And now we're really entering the let's do less with less. But let's focus on what we're good at, what we can do really well moving forward, and then people want.
The college's academic prioritization task force included faculty from different disciplines, along with administrators. It also included Board of Trustee members, though they were non-voting members. The task force first created guiding principles for their work, then gathered data and investigated three main areas. One is program quality, based on everything from external reviews, department narratives, and student evaluations. The other areas they studied are economic sustainability and demand. Mark Wilhart is dean of the faculty and vice president for academic affairs.
There was a group that looked at market, trying to think about what an external market would be for these programs. You know, what's the demand? Are students interested? How do we know? You know, looking at admissions funnels, beginning to think about that. And then there was an economics group that was looking at per course, per program, you know, down to per FTE sorts of contributions to the overall.
After months of data analysis and difficult discussions, the task force delivered its recommendations. A number of programs, including business, marketing, data science, nursing, exercise science, and elementary education, are in the grow and invest category. Others, like accounting, English, math, physics, music, and theater, are in the maintain category, though they will undergo some changes. And 10 low-demand majors, primarily in the humanities and social sciences, are being phased out. Majors like history, anthropology, religious studies, environmental studies, and Spanish. Plus, 6 faculty positions in those disciplines are being phased out, too. Wilhart says these low-demand programs at Monmouth reflect national trends.
We have seen the humanities dwindle, not because we haven't had talented people in some good programs, but because students are just less and less interested in pursuing them when they come in. Even if our faculty are good at talking about jobs thereafter, they just don't see them.
But a liberal arts college without a history major? A Presbyterian college without a religious studies major? Wilhart says there's no set list of majors you need to be a liberal arts college.
We are still going to offer history courses. We are still going to offer philosophy courses and religious study courses, mm-hmm. right? They are still going to be part of what we do. And I think that's a misconception. People think that we've eliminated the program, and so we're just going to stop teaching those. That's not true.
The majors being phased out represent 7% of current and incoming students. And those students will be able to finish their degrees at Monmouth. Meanwhile, fields like data science, computer science, and human services are emerging as areas of potential growth at Monmouth. Another part of the restructuring is the development of 6 schools housing the remaining programs. President Draves says the new academic structure reflects a commitment to liberal arts education and enhances the college's mission.
It's really about, you know, the breadth, exposure to different disciplines, different methodology, different ways of thinking,
in-depth study as well, and then some critical, durable skills moving forward.
Draves insists the process was not to cut a predetermined amount of money from the budget, and it wasn't because the college is in danger of closing. But it was to align expenses and revenue and to strategically use its resources to ensure the college's long-term health. The administration says Monmouth has a healthy endowment of over $140 million and relatively low debt compared to other institutions. Will Hart has been meeting with departments this summer to talk about the changes. He says enrollment growth goals used to be something that the president set, and then it was the work of the admissions office. But that's increasingly seen as a role of the faculty at Monmouth.
This is an expectation for you. We would like to see you bring in X number of students because we think that the real recruiting power on the academic side is there, that the counselors in admissions are doing a really, really good job, but that often the faculty are the ones who can help really seal that deal.
After the initial prioritization process, Monmouth is establishing an ongoing two-year evaluation cycle to review academic programs and potentially add new ones. TSPR asked the college's Faculty Senate for comment on the academic restructuring, but did not receive one. I'm Jane Carlson.
That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, John Folk, Hannah Meisel, Ben Zielinski, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.